I'm trying to help. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to prevent the Democratic Party from drifting into oblivion, never to return. Welcome to the latest edition of the Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio Channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. And simplified for you, it's 866-96-POTUS. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. Because if you don't know me by now, listen to me and allow me to remind you who I am. I'm a registered independent. I'm not fond of either side. There are some things that I'm conservative about. There are some things I'm liberal about. I'm primarily fiscal about my money, taxes. I can't stand states like New York, New Jersey, and California to take all your damn money and taxes. But I'm relatively liberal, live and let live. That is me. And in my ideal world, what I want to do is to make sure that everybody can come together, compromise, understanding we can't all have everything we want. You got to compromise. You got to work together. And I want both parties to be competitive. So guess what? When they're going out there, and whether it's the black community, it's the Hispanic community, it's the Jewish community, it's the white community, you got to sell us on your ideas. You can't just engage in demagoguery and vilifying the other side and get votes for yourself because you scared the living hell out of everybody else when it pertains to your competition. What are your ideas for this country? That's me. That's where I stand. And why is that relevant? Because on this particular day, right now, as we stand here, okay, living in the world that we're living in, October 1st, 2025, there's a government shutdown. There's a government shutdown. And the regular blather that you always hear, you're hearing yet again. The Democrats are telling you that Trump is sitting around and doesn't care about the American citizen, doesn't care that 750,000 federal employees can end up losing their jobs, or a vast majority of them, whether being furloughed or fired. And the GOP and the Republicans and Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, and Trump and Thune and everybody in between are telling you, yo, the Democrats are trying to get more money for illegal immigrants. And it just contributes to more division that drives us crazy. See, if you're an aficionado, which I am not, you can sift through to the terrain. And although it's very frustrating for you, it's par for the course, and there's a level of normalcy that kicked in. But if you're the average American citizen, you're pissed off. Because how the hell does it come to this? How does it come to this when just months ago, there was an agreement. There was a CR, for those of you who don't understand what that is. That's a continuing resolution that Chuck Schumer and several Senate Democrats supported in March of 2025, and it was a six-month stopgap measure. What did it say? It kept the government open through September 30th, which was yesterday, which is the end of the federal fiscal year. The continuing resolution temporarily extended funding at current levels, but punted on all major fights. What fights were those? Border security, Medicaid / the Affordable Care Act, funding, tariffs, etc. Kick that back to the fall. And the fall has arrived. And here we are. The issue is Medicaid. That's what the issue is. It's Medicaid. The poor, the desolate, the disenfranchised, those who are less fortunate than most of us, those who need government funding, those who need government assistance, are going to be in danger of not getting it. And the Democrats are telling you, hey, ain't our fault. Ain't our fault. Hell yeah, some of it is. Nobody is absolved from criticism here. Nobody is absolved from the arrows of cynicism being pointed in their direction. Because we got to understand, and we're going to call it like we see it. And on Urban View Radio, the late, great Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, God rest his soul, used to say it best. Let's put it where the goats can get it. Both sides are looking at this as something that's beneficial to them. If you Trump, and the Republicans. Oh, the Democrats have gotten on my last damn nerves already. Already. Because you know what they're saying? Oh, my goodness. I mean, they want to cut government employees. Look, duh. Tell me what conservative, what Republican, what member of the GOP has not preached about less government for decades? Who is that person? You know who it is. You knew they were coming. And what is Trump saying? Whether it's subliminally, indirectly, or directly, what is he telling you? He's saying, yo, I want less government anyway. I tried to gut Department of Education. I don't believe there needs to be that many IRS employees. I might want them at the DOJ. I might want them in the FBI. But I'm not sure I want them in the Department of Education, which basically doesn't exist in his eyes. I'm not sure I want them. I might not want them for the CDC. Who knows? CDC, IRS, whomever. But the fact that the government is shut down puts federal employees at my specific exposure to do as I please at my discretion. That's how he's viewing this. That's what he's saying. And if you're the Democrats, what's the real problem here? The real problem here is that you're a house divided. Because you've got folks on the extreme left that were pissed off that you didn't have a shutdown in the spring. Remember how they turned against Chuck Schumer? Remember how that noise started percolating as to whether or not AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, representative out of New York, how she should replace him in the Senate? Remember all that noise started percolating? And then you got a guy like Zohran Mamdani, the guy running for mayor in New York City, who I just met this morning, by the way. And you got him being endorsed by AOC. And you got folks on the extreme left trying to pull the party more and more and more to the left, which is giving the Republicans father to say, excuse me, there are immigrants in this country. There are migrants in this country. And that is who the Democrats are focused on taking care of. Why are they doing that? Because it was a winning formula during the election. Duh. You can't see this. You can't see this. It's plain as day. No disrespect to the blind, but Stevie Wonder could see it. How difficult can this be? And the Democrats are playing right into their hands. And for me to call a spade, to call it like I see it, it's going to be problematic. Because I'm trying to help you win back some seats, not be at a 6-seat majority in the House, not be at an 8-seat majority in the Senate. Oh, by the way, in order for this bill to pass, you need 60 votes. You need 60, okay? And neither side could get to the 60. The Republicans made their proposal. It got rejected by the Senate. The Democrats made their proposal. It got rejected by the Senate. It was 55-45 when the Republicans did it. It was a 53-47 against the Democrats when they presented it to the Senate. You see how that goes? Either way you slice it, you're coming up vote short. Somehow, some way, a resolution has to take place. We've got three Democratic figures, or actually two independents and a Democrat, that are all for going along with this because they didn't want the government shut down. But how's that going to work out? Because I'm looking at it right now, and I really, for the life of me, I don't understand how it's going to go down. You got Angus King, independent out of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats. You got Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat out of Nevada, and of course, John Fetterman, who's no longer suffering from his stroke, out of Pennsylvania. That's what we're talking about here. It still doesn't equate to 60. And then you're going to sit up there and listen to these folks, and they're going to point to the Democrats trying to support illegal immigration. They're going to point to this. And I got the numbers right here. Under the Biden administration, as documented by Customs and Border Patrol, encounters and gotaways exceed 7.8 million plus 1.5 million. That comes up to 9.3 million. 9.3 million. That's what we're talking about here. When we talk about undocumented immigrants in this country, 10 to 11 million is the latest number. 35 to 40 million lawful immigrants in this country, including green card holders, naturalized citizens, and legal visa holders. Combined, that's 46 million foreign-born residents in the United States of America. So why am I bringing that up? Because we have people, because this is still white America to some degree now. Don't get it twisted. You got folks, even though it once represented 90%, and then 80%, and then 70%, and then 60%, and now it's at 57% and dipping, there's still a vast majority of Americans in this country who are white, who are fearful that their way of life is drifting away before their very eyes. That this is going to become an Hispanic country. Why are they fear? Why is that something that's relevant? Because that's what members of the GOP, whether they want to admit it or not, use to their advantage to scare the living hell out of people. And the Democrats play right into their hands because they keep fighting that same old fight instead of coming up with basic stuff that makes sense to every American citizen that should make you say, yo, it ain't that simple. It ain't that simple. You know what I had my researchers look up? I had my researchers look up the price of coffee. Why would I do that, ladies and gentlemen? Why would I look up something like that? I'm going to tell you why. Starbucks that have closed down in the year 2025. Overall, U.S. and Canada store count is expected to drop by about 1% in fiscal year 2025. In one quarter alone, Starbucks is reported to have closed 434 stores in North America. Best estimate, Starbucks has closed several hundred stores in 2025, likely in the ballpark of 300 to 500 plus, especially during the final quarter. What was the price of coffee in January before Trump arrived? It was $7.02 per pound. It's now is $8.87 per pound. If you're the Democrats, why aren't you making an argument like that? Why aren't you bringing it home? Why aren't you bringing up agriculture and questioning whether or not the tariff wars are effective? Why are you not bringing up something as basic as the price of coffee? Why are you not doing stuff like that? I'm not saying whether it's accurate or inaccurate. I'm simply pointing out the fact that from a strategic standpoint, you got to bring up stuff that brings it home to the average American consumer. But instead, they're singing the same old fight that they were fighting before the election. And by the way, speaking of the election, when are we going to open our eyes and somebody going to stand up and say, yo, we got to look at where we are right now, because where we are right now is not in a good place. We look leaderless. We don't look like we got our stuff together. And oh, by the way, we don't even have the same kind of money coming in because Kamala Harris done lost Silicon Valley. They made sure to pad about $1.5 billion in her pockets for the campaign. And where did that get them? And so because that didn't get the Democrats anywhere, because you lost the popular vote, you lost the Electoral College vote, you lost the young black vote, you lost the young Hispanic vote, you lost young votes, period. You lost every swing state. Every swing state. That strategy, one with Samaj, didn't work. We might need to do something different. But have they done that? Oh, no, they haven't done that. Instead, they're making the same old argument all the damn time. And now this is where we are, a government shutdown. You're a Democratic donor. You got to start thinking like this. You got to start thinking about the midterm. You got to start thinking about 2028. You got to look at, guys, I'm looking at Democratic donors here. George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Dustin Moskovitz, Reid Hoffman. It's about all you got. You're the Democrats. What you going to do? And now, as we sit here with a government shutdown in full effect, even though they're discussing a deal potentially, we got to wonder where all of this is going to go. Where's this going to lead us? Where's this going to take us? You're Chuck Schumer. Who can deny the likelihood that he's at the center of all of this? As the minority voice in the Senate, who can deny that? Chuck Schumer derailed the shutdown last time. The Dems turned against him. Momentum stirred that AOC was going to challenge for his Senate seat. His political relevancy and his career is on the line. So now here he is putting a front face on matters like he's putting up the good fight. And maybe he's sincere, maybe he isn't. I don't know. What I do know is this. The bill essentially was the same bill that they agreed to in March. And they've had all of that time to reach some kind of a resolution by now, and they haven't. And then they leave us listening to stuff like these words from Hakeem Jeffries. Take it away.
At midnight, Donald Trump and Republicans shut the federal government down because they don't want to provide health care to working class Americans. Leader Schumer and myself met with President Trump and legislative leaders on Monday. We had a conversation that was designed to avoid a painful government shutdown and address the Republican health care crisis. Subsequent to that meeting, we heard nothing from any of the legislative leaders on the Republican side, and the president has been engaging in irresponsible and unserious behavior, demonstrating that all along, Republicans wanted to shut the government down.
I think he's a good man. I think he's smart. I just think he needs to do a better job of resonating with the American people, because that didn't even catch a glimpse. If I didn't play it, I don't know who else would have. But Chuck Schumer did speak, and he spoke to the pressure from the American people and how he thinks that's going to force the GOP to do something. Listen to what he had to say real quick.
What's your strategy for getting Republicans to negotiate at this point, given that they haven't so far?
The strategy is the American people are demanding it and going to demand it more and more on October 1st, October 2nd. They're going to keep demanding that we do something about this. And Republicans are feeling the heat. You have a good number of Senate Republicans and House Republicans, as was mentioned. When they talk to us privately, they say this is untenable. When I even sat with the president yesterday and explained to him about this, he said, "Ooh, that's bad. That'll hurt me." So the bottom line is the American people are making their voices known to the Republicans, and that's what we know is going to happen.
Good Lord. They know it's going to happen, huh? They know it's going to happen. Then why the hell didn't you do something to stop it over these last 6 months? I'm told I got a special guest on the line, so I'll calm down for a few moments to find out who this guest is and to say hello. I'll calm my nerves in the meantime. Who is this? Go on. What's up? How you doing? Who's this?
Stephen A., it's Megyn Kelly, your neighbor on Sirius XM.
How you doing, Megyn?
Welcome you.
How you doing, Megyn? How's everything going? Thank you for calling in. How's everything?
I'm so happy that you're here. I love having you over as a neighbor. I'm going to bring you a cup of sugar and a butter.
Well, thanks so much. I'm just trying to be.
I think it's awesome.
I'm just trying to be as good as you, girl. I'm just trying to be as good as you. I'm trying to get where you at. That's what I'm trying to do, Megyn. That's what I'm trying to do, okay?
You are far beyond me. You got this one. I love that they saw your talent and thought you belonged to Sirius and that you took the opportunity, because there's no one like you, Stephen A. You're brilliant. You're fearless. You're so funny. You're no BS. And you could be the future of maybe the Democratic Party. I don't know. You maybe as an independent. I don't know. But
I don't think I can get enough votes. I don't think I can get enough. I'm not about the BS, and I ain't trying to campaign for money. So I don't know how I would do it, Megyn. I really, really don't. But while I got you here real quick, because I know and I really appreciate your time, I just want to ask you this question for a minute. And thank you so much for calling. It really means a lot to me. Thank you so much, Megyn. Uh-huh. How do you feel about this shutdown right now? To me, both sides is the same old pomp and circumstance, and then the American citizen gets screwed over because of the same old politics. It's really ticking me off.
I mean, we go through this dance every time. It's very hard for me to get worked up over it. Mm. Very hard. They do this every time, usually at the ninth hour. But I'm sure this won't go on for too long. It never does because there's just too much negativity associated with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say this time it's kind of outrageous what the Dems are doing, because they're trying to get the Republicans to give up part of what they passed in the Big Beautiful Bill.
Right.
I mean, the Working Families Tax Cut Bill. Like, that's the ridiculous renaming of these bills. Oh, wait, that sounds better. Let's call it that. They're trying to get them to undo part of a law that is just fought for and passed and signed into law by President Trump. Why would they do that? They already had this fight. So the Republicans are like, we're not going to have that fight again. You already lost this one.
Right.
Anyway, the whole thing is so annoying. And I think I have so little hope in Congress, so little trust in them. I just feel like, is there any way where we can get in all of our lives to run without these people? That should really be the goal.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Megyn, I thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And by the way, I owe you a visit to your show, and I am coming. So make no mistake about it, because
I love
being on the show with you. Thank you so much for calling, and I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Go get him, Stephen A.
All righty. The one and only Megyn Kelly. She's the truth. I don't care what anybody say. You know, I'm not some Republican or whatever, but I love Lisa Megyn Kelly. She's thorough as hell, always has been. Don't mess with that woman. You better know what you're talking about. And if you're going to come at her, you better buckle up because she's going to be ready for you. I love Megyn Kelly. Love her because she's great, period. So a lot of people out there might be offended by that. Get over it. I don't give a damn. I'm telling you how I feel. She's that one right there. She's legit. Make no mistake about it. 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. Simply put, 866-96-POTUS. You're listening live to Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Back with your calls and Joe Manchin in a minute. Don't go away.